This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
So today, the president's physician, a rear admiral of the United States Navy, today addressed the White House press corps. And they really had to ask the question in 75 different ways about the president's mental health, and also assorted other stupid questions today. Bottom line, the president's in excellent physical health, according to his physician. He needs to lose about 10 to 15 pounds. He wants him to work out. He wants him to, his cholesterol's a little high. He's going to, I guess, raise the dose of his Crestor. Their stock went through the roof today. And that's basically it. The president's mental cognition, he says, is fine. He had him do this Montreal scan, which he did, got 30 out of 30. But then the press wasn't satisfied. They said, surely there's more to this. So there was, the first question was by John King, and he asked a question about, I don't know, his blood or something. Yeah. It was something about his actual health. The second question was about the president's mental health. And from there, well, it took on a life of its own. Take a listen.
There have been some questions as part of your exam. I'm wondering if you talked to the president about this, about the president's mental fitness. He has pushed back on that, calling himself a staple genius. Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
There was an incident recently where the president appeared to slur his words while giving an address. Did you look into what the cause of that might have been at all? People have suggested that could be related to dentures. Does the president wear dentures?
He mentioned
the dental exam.
What you ruled out in these cognitive tests, there have been reports that the president has forgotten names, that he's repeating himself. Are you ruling out things like early onset Alzheimer's? Are you looking at dementia-like symptoms?
Oh, my God.
If I might ask a question that follows on the philosophy of the fitness of the president.
Yes.
The 25th Amendment, a lot of people in the country have been talking about it. It basically contemplates that a group of Senate-confirmed laymen will weigh in on whether the president's able to discharge the duties of the office. You, as the president's position, have certainly given this some thought over the years that you've been in your role. On what basis would you, and this is just a philosophical question, advise the cabinet that the president is unable to discharge?
Just a philosophical, hypothetical.
How does that bar get met?
Has he had any ongoing ailments or anything like that? You talked about giving him Sudafed. Sometimes it sounds like he has the sniffles when he's talking. And does he have any allergies or anything like that?
Sudafed.
Just to make sure we're clear on this, when you analyze his cognitive ability or neurological functions, that is not the same thing as a psychiatric exam or a psychological exam.
You mentioned that you gave the president a cognitive test. Was that the mini mental state examination or the Bolson test? And if not, can you tell us what specific cognitive test you gave?
It was. It was the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, sometimes referred to as the MoCA.
Can you say, given the president's age, he's somewhat of a peer to where President Reagan was at this time?
They do not let up here.
Can you say, given that there's scrutiny of what was overlooked at the time with President Reagan in terms of Alzheimer's and things he was then known to suffer from at a later date? Can you say that whether the test that you ran would exclude any of those things and what the possibility of overlooking something like that?
You say that the president was the one who requested the cognitive test, that it wasn't necessarily needed for someone of his age. Did he tell you why he wanted it done?
Yeah, shut you idiots up.
There's been a lot of speculation out there about his cognitive state. Was he upset with some of that talk? What were the discussions that you had from when he told you, this is why I want to do it? Why did he say he wanted to do it?
Does he watch too much TV?
Yeah.
You examined him and performed a cognitive assessment.
Right.
What is your take of all the doctors and clinicians all across
all
the
doctors,
said,
all of them.
That in this president, they symptoms of this, that, and the other?
Symptoms in what way?
Well, symptoms of dementia.
Wow. Well done, Greg Stocker. Excellent job with that montage. Excellent job. You did that yourself.
I did. It was an hour of my life on that.
Dude, we got to put that right up because that's the kind of thing that will be played, that should be played nationally.
Yes.
Someone's going to steal it, so we should play. You must credit the show.
There's definitely somebody that's going to steal it.
Outstanding. Yeah. Excellent work.
Well, especially because it happened for an hour within this broadcast, so it just happened.
Right.
It's the dopiest. It's 3 minutes of 10 or 15 reporters asking all the same questions.
in just a variety of different ways. Yeah. So when you say he doesn't have Alzheimer's, have you ruled out Alzheimer's? When you say the president does not show any signs of dementia, have you thought about signs of dementia? It's like these people have dementia. That question was already asked.
Dr. Jackson, the rear admiral, was so patient for
one hour.
Can you imagine?
He was very patient.
He looked more miserable than Sarah Sanders usually looks when she's up there at the podium.
See, I could not be the president. I couldn't do that job. Because I would have said, does he watch too much TV? I'm like, what are you, an idiot? This man's 71 years old. He's the president. What am I going to tell him? He's watching too much TV? Like, okay, with my three-year-old, yes, we know when he's watching too much TV. But he's three. The president is 71 years old. I would have had that reaction. The other one I would have had with the Sudafed was, are you accusing him now of making meth? Because is that what your insinuation is?
Yeah.
That this is really Walter, this is Heisenberg here.
Does he have allergies? Like, oh my lord.
Do you think the president sleeps enough? And what I'm really asking here is, do you think he's going to go mental and start World War III because he's tired? That's really my question, but I'm not going to come out and say that. So do you think he's getting enough sleep?
Oh, my God.
That is amazing. Amazing.
It was. For an hour, it just went on and on. By the way, my dad, when he, you know, is that age, he gets 4 to 5 hours sleep. Some people don't need that much sleep.
Yeah. Dr. Maz doesn't sleep a lot. I don't sleep a lot. I really don't. I mean, you know, if I get 5 hours, 6 hours, it's a lot. That's a lot. That's like vacation for me. Really.
Wow.
Do you think that the president watches too much TV? And do you think he talks to the TV and the TV talks back to him? Wow, that is the White House press corps right there.
And how is the press under assault again?
Right. This is, the freedom of the press is completely under assault here.
They sat there for an hour with the president, the physician, and asked the same question.
Exactly. Now, if they did that to Kim Jong-un, you imagine that? Question for you, doctor. Don't you think he's a little fat? They would have taken that reporter out.
Shot him.
Actually, they would have just shot him in front of everybody. He's in perfect physical health. Boom! You don't ask those kind of questions in North Korea about their esteemed leader, their chosen one. That guy's fat, though. Can we all agree that Kim Jong-un could lose a couple? Yes. His doctor would come out and be like, he's absolutely perfect. And then he'd just walk out of the room. And the press would be like, question, how perfect is he? Is he really perfect? Sir, would you agree with us that he's the most perfect human being to ever live? Yes, sir. Right? And then they'd all, exactly how they do it in the oppressed Washington, D.C. press corps. Exactly how they do it. Unbelievable. All right. So the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, is now the governor of New Jersey. And we have a little bit of audio for you. I would just tell you this. If you live in New Jersey, as I do, be afraid. Be very, very afraid because he's coming for you. He has the lefty check marks. He goes through the entire lefty boxes. He checks them all. From $15 minimum wage to going on and on and on. But we'll get to that. We certainly will after the news for you. I don't want you to miss anything about the new governor of New Jersey, who, by the way, is also the most enthusiastic guy about the state of New Jersey I've ever heard in my life, ever in my life. Not many people, when they say where they're from, they'll go, Jersey, you know? He goes, New Jersey! And he's so... You know what I mean?
He's high energy.
Hey, New Jersey! Hey, New Jersey! That's the governor of New Jersey now, Phil Murphy. So I don't know if he ever becomes... He probably wants to be president. If he becomes president, I guess he goes, the United States of America!
Mount Salt on New Jersey.
New Jersey! We'll play that audio for you.
Rizzioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.